Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday. I'm told, although I swear it's Thursday. What if we all hold our breath and wish?
I agree. It's Thursday.
Can we force this into the Thursday timeline?
The only bad news is it probably means we got to work on Saturday. If today's Thursday.
Don't even say that.
So we're off on Monday.
Is Monday a baseball game?
No, it's if we skip a day for...
We're just moving everything
Keep
back
Keep up, Amy.
A day.
Let's go.
Sorry.
It's a little running joke here.
Monday's not a baseball game, though?
No. The Monday after is.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, we love being here.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. You guys are great.
No one's looking at the calendar and going like, yeah.
I really embarrassed myself yesterday when I said, the next baseball game is Wednesday. And you guys are like, actually, it's tonight.
I heard that. Andy goes, we don't have another baseball game until Wednesday. And Wheeler steps in.
It's like,
well, actually,
no,
it's tonight.
Andrew had a rough day yesterday. He was a little off in the timing.
I did.
Like, as you can tell, like, we're putting on a show. It's not much of one, but we're putting on a show. And when you get close to the end of a segment, if someone has a good line, and that's what she said, you're like, and out. And yesterday we had five or six of those where someone really nailed it, and they were to go like, Keebler elves sometimes. Oh, sorry. You're like, what about the elves, Andrew?
The one at the end of the show, I literally said, yeah, what I was going to say was, as the music is coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I did this rant about what a privilege it is to work next to a real news team and how no one does real news. And I did about 5 minutes, and I was really proud of it. And I stuck the landing, and then he was like, yeah, I've been thinking about that.
I heard it. I laughed out loud. I laughed so hard because it's so Andrew. I mean, it was like a speech. It was one of those moments. It just worked out.
Yeah, it sure was perfect.
It was a. It was an Independence Day speech.
What I was going to say.
The music pot was about halfway up. I mean, we were almost home clear.
Yes. Rach had the background music going. It's like, turn off the lights.
Dave's about to drop the mic.
Yeah, everybody really nailed it.
And he's like, I'm not sure if Weevils and Weebles are the same. I'm sorry. Bad timing.
Should have broken the middle of the commercial break and interrupted one of those instead.
The visual would be Dave dropping the mic and Andrew diving across the stage to catch it before it hits.
So true.
What I was going to say.
So true. So I had a weird morning. So I've been going through some stuff, and I don't say that so anyone feels bad for me or like, oh, I wonder what it is. It's just everyone does, right? I mean, everyone does. Phoebe, 18, going through stuff. Nick, 28, me, 58. Just like, which I have to say, by the way, is really convenient with my kids' ages.
Just say you're all on the eights.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Traffic and weather and 30, blubbers on the eights.
30 years older than Nick, 40 years older than Phoebe, so it makes it really easy to figure out when they're going to stop visiting me. Well, when I'm 88. But anyway, I don't usually have that much in the morning. And today we had a pretty big presentation to a bunch of prospective clients over at Ballpark Village. So it's very important. And I didn't sleep very well last night, but I bought a new fancy sleep mask. And it does electronic things. I don't know yet because I didn't plug it in, but I wore it. I put it on at like 4 in the morning, finally fell asleep at 4 in the morning. I get up about 7 in the morning. That's plenty of time. I woke up at 9:30. In a panic. And so I'm throwing myself together and I've like a bunch of texts from Rach and Andrew and I'm like, and Brian, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's not like it's raining and my Jeep has the roof off because I have Dave Murray on every day and he didn't say anything about rain. Open the door, pouring. So I have no options. I run in, I put on a big sweatshirt over my shirt and a t-shirt over my head. So I'm driving down to Ballpark Village to do a major presentation to major clients holding a t-shirt on my head like an Italian pizza maker in the 1900s. And just like, does everyone, like, your life just feel like that? Where you're just like, this is hilarious. Like, if it weren't me, I would really think this was funny.
Yeah.
From God's perspective, you know?
I just feel like it's Lucy and Ethel and the chocolates coming at the factory, and you feel like, I can handle this. And then I have been just like chocolates everywhere for the past 2 years, I feel like.
Really?
Yes. I'm just a hot mess all the time.
To what percent do you overestimate the hot mess that you are?
To what percent do I overestimate? I think I underestimate it because I look around and I see people getting things done and capable. Taxes, for instance.
Amy still hasn't filed.
I mean, here's just one example. And I think I said this, but it just really illustrates where I'm at. 10 p.m. the night before you're supposed to file your taxes, the night before tax day, 10 p.m., I text my dad. Hey, Dad, remember that box of important information? Do you know where that is? That's where I was at in the tax process.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'll have to look for it. So then I text my tax lady. Can you make sure I don't go to jail while I look for this box? I don't know. And so anyway, we have an extension, which lasts till October. So guess who's sitting pretty?
Yeah.
This girl.
Why does your dad have your stuff?
I moved to a much smaller apartment and we put tons of stuff in boxes and just threw it at my parents' house.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And apparently the box of important stuff was there.
You're one better than me. I don't have a box of important stuff. I wouldn't even know where to look.
Oh, if we have one, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
I'd ruin it.
I got a drawer.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I bet you do.
Yeah, but I got lots of drawers.
I bet you do.
Lots of good stuff, too. Very, very important things in my drawers. You're welcome.
Well, do you guys do the texts where you get a text, you read it, but then forget about it? Because
all the time. Yep.
Or, so then, like, 3 months go by, and you think, well, now I got to respond, and this is embarrassing.
Well, how do you handle it? How do you all handle it? Do you try to fake it like, I don't know how I missed it? But the person on the other end is like, I have a phone, too. I know how this works. Yeah. You didn't miss it.
That's
you just didn't answer.
Here's my line. It got buried.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's true,
I didn't prioritize you, so.
Imagine you open a text in the middle of the show or at a stoplight, whatever it may be. You read it. Now it's no longer notified as a new text, and you get 40 more texts. Afterwards.
You get a lot of texts.
I get a lot of texts. But you do, and then they pile up, and then it really does get buried. So that's what I try to be honest and say, I saw it, and it got buried.
I woke up this morning to 142 texts.
Wow.
Not even kidding. That's it's a regular thing.
From who?
Because I'm on these text groups.
Why?
And apparently they're, I don't know, we talk sports, we talk funny things, we send memes.
Yeah, why?
And then all of a sudden you wake up, and you're like, wow, there's 160 texts. You don't read them all because you can see kind of what it is. But I don't think, I think everybody does this. I think everybody reads a text and then forgets about it. So I just tell them, I don't know, I was at work or I was coaching or whatever, and I forgot. Oh, well.
Because once you read it, it's over. There's no notification.
Once it's not blue on there anymore, there's no, like, this is unread.
Hmm. Rachel, you still have, like, 15,000 unread email.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of them are from, like, Old Navy, so it doesn't matter.
Old Navy.
Hope Old Navy's not listening.
I read all the important emails.
Old Navy misses you, Rachel.
My Gmail account, it says, like, 58,811 unread emails.
Do you actually use that account?
Yeah, I do. But like I said, a lot of it is, I mean, like I have a million LinkedIn notifications,
right.
Pinterest, Elf Cosmetics. Like it's just, this is my, this is just my email address that I use for everything. So when I'm on the desktop computer, it doesn't show me all this spam email I'm getting.
I don't have many things like that bug me or irritate me, but red numbers on apps on my phone bother me.
Really? Yeah, the badge.
I don't like seeing like 70, 80. I have to get rid of that.
Me too. Yeah. In an OCD way.
Yeah.
It's very bothersome.
Yeah, see that 11,027 emails right there? That would drive me crazy.
I have 55 apps that need updating.
Oh my gosh, I have that too.
Now, I will say this. If they're not on the main page, if they're on ones I have to scroll over, it doesn't bother me because I never see it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think I have like 4 or 5 different pages that I scroll over.
So to Rach and Amy, what keeps you from just going in and deleting all?
I can't keep up. I mean, you get hundreds a day.
No, I mean, right now, like, Ray says 55,000. Why not just go, like, I'll never read
them. You're not going to read them. You can just say select all on all unread messages and boom, gone. See ya. I've done that a few times.
Don't feel like it.
See, okay, I think I'm doing it incorrectly because I've hit select all, delete all, but it's only what it shows you on the page.
It takes a while.
Yes, and that's okay because I've done that before and I've done it for like 20 minutes where you sit there, select, delete. And then you think, okay, so I got it down from 11,000 to 9,000. this is not worth it. Yeah.
Well, if you have Gmail, is that what you're talking about? Because you can do the select all, and then once you've done that, there's this little link that pops up and says, I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's
basically right here where it
asking
says,
you, do you want to delete all
It says select all 452 conversations.
That
see, that's...
So the
that's But you can also click on these things, and you can do, like, there are filters you can click on, like, I only want to delete unread messages, or only want to delete the messages that have been read. You got to just keep clicking.
So the one that's the big one is my spam account. It's what I use when I sign up for anything, and that's a Yahoo account. That's the one where I don't know if they have any features on Yahoo.
Let me ask you this. You have iPhone? Mm-hmm. Everybody in here has iPhone?
Except not you.
Sounded funny you.
Not you.
iPhone?
You have iPhone?
Mr. Green Text.
So let me ask you this question. When you send me a text, do you get a red notification that I've read it or not?
No.
From you?
Yeah.
No.
Awesome.
No. I turned mine off.
Awesome. That's what I want.
Yeah, but I turn mine off.
You can turn it off.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. I think mine is with the green, instead of like when Wheeler hits ha-ha, like the ha-ha response,
right.
It just says ha-ha. And when you hit, or someone else hits it, it's green and it says, Chris Ranji replied ha-ha to this text.
That's
and it,
much
and
I am,
it takes the magic out.
Takes all the
I'm
magic
sorry
out.
That happened to you.
What did we do with our time before we had all this?
I don't know, man.
How did we fill our time?
Yeah, I think about just being anywhere, like a public place, a coffee shop, a train, and how you used to have to just kind of look around.
Right. Elevators.
Yeah, just elevators. You look around. You just looked around.
He's right.
Yeah. I mean, what else would you do except
stare
look
at your
around?
Shoes.
And Phoebe, now you're just looking at your phone.
Phoebe was invited to do a teen camp today with the FBI, because you know that whole FBI connection that we have. And so... She was like asking the details and all this. And I'm like, yeah, you have to be there at 8 a.m. She's like, ugh. And I said, and you have to leave your phone in your car. And it was like the needle scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was like, what do you mean? I'm like, this is your phone. That's your car.
Yeah.
it's the FBI.
You can't take it in the building.
You can't take it in the building.
Yep.
And she's like, until when? I'm like, 4 p.m. And I thought she was going to break out in hives.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, I understand.
I did the same thing with the Citizens Academy last couple of months. And that was very difficult for me. And one time I forgot and took it in and went, oh, shoot, I need to go back out. But
did
leaving
they put you
it
in the box?
Huh?
Did they put you in the box?
I didn't know.
Iron Maiden.
When you leave it in the car, it's weird because you're sitting inside, you're in the class or whatever, and there is downtime. Like, you take these 15-minute breaks, and I didn't know what to do.
Just look around, I guess.
I looked around.
They're like, this Ranji guy, he's really got his head on the swivel.
Yeah.
We should make him an agent.
Yeah. Too old.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. It's like 24 to 30 something, 34, 35.
Mm. For new recruits.
For agents, for actual agents, yeah, for a new recruit.
Dang it.
Two beers and a puppy. Not just a weird movie at Ranji's house. Two beers and a puppy is the new test to figure out whether you want someone in your life. Would you want to have two beers with this person, and would you trust them to watch your puppy over the weekend when you're out of town?
Whether you want them in your life, you mean just as an acquaintance?
Someone
like a buddy
close to you. Could be a romantic interest, could be a new friend, someone who's actually going to be interacting with you in your life, not just an acquaintance. Two beers and a puppy.
That's actually pretty good, because I think for a lot of people, you don't even need to get to the puppy part. Do you know
I thought the puppy part was the more important part.
Well, it's probably more important, but I mean, you can already scratch off a lot of people with two beers. Like, I don't want to have two beers with that person. Am I wrong?
Well, I think it might be.
Like, I'm a horrible person.
No, keep talking.
Amy's like, no, I can judge people right away.
Might be different for you because when you're the only person I know that when you go out and you say, I'll go out for one beer, you mean one beer.
Yeah.
You're the only person I know who's like that.
No, so, but you know what I mean. There are people that you know that you think, I interact with them in certain ways because I have to, but then I wouldn't want to go and hang out.
Okay. Everyone's going to close their eyes, and you point to the person you're talking about.
Oh, it's me. She wouldn't have two beers with me because I'd, like, stifle a burp, and she'd be waving the air in front of her face.
Oh, here we go.
Just a little yeasty.
Rach, you're going to have my back on this. You're gross.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. I don't like it when Wheeler burps either, but I would way rather deal with his burp than Amy's story about it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, where did it go? Where did it end up?
We can't tell the story she told. No,
but it ended up with...
She told a story that made me grow hair.
It ended up with somebody puking.
Yeah.
It
was really gross.
From a nothing burger to like, bleh.
Yeah.
Some people have a way of just putting the stank on it.
Yeah.
And you do.
Okay, well, I thought...
Which makes me want to have two beers today.
Yes!
I was going to say, I thought your proposition about two beers and a puppy, I was like, oh, that's great. And I was trying to validate that. But you guys made fun of me.
Yeah, watching the puppy, that's a lot of trust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of trust.
Could you watch a puppy, Amy?
No, I could watch a puppy. I have. Here's the thing. There are people that I would trust to watch a puppy that I wouldn't want to have two beers with.
Oh, no.
See, I'm the opposite. I feel like I could have two beers with most
almost anyone.
People.
Yep.
Yeah, but the puppy thing would be tough.
It's not, you get what I'm saying, right? Yeah, it's about trust to do the job as opposed to actually wanting to hang out with you.
The town from about would you trust someone to close the banshee window?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because there are people that... may not be fun to hang out with at all,
but they could take care of the dog.
They'll be very OCD
about
taking care
of this puppy.
Two
beers isn't much of a commitment. What's that, half an hour?
Depends on the person.
What does that mean?
I
mean,
some people nurse beers.
I get it.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's fair.
And you can, 15 minutes with some
people. What is that, 18 seconds?
Yeah.
Look, 15 minutes with somebody, 20 minutes can be a lot.
Yes.
Depending on the person.
Yeah, but if you're like,
boy, sounding like bad people.
I know.
Not you guys.
I can hang out with anybody. It's these two.
I meant you two.
Raji and Amy are like, we can't hang out with anybody. Everybody's terrible.
I'd have a million beers with all of you.
Yeah, I would have beers with all of you guys. These are other people.
I've had 1,000 beers with Rachel and Andrew.
1,000, yes.
Well.
You've seen Andrew eat a lot of hot dogs.
Dude, he can put it away.
Yeah, that's my test. It's not the two beers, it's the two hot dogs. Well, I have two hot dogs with this person.
Man, I love.
I'm not sure who you've met who you haven't had two hot dogs around.
It didn't take that long.
I was like, I don't want to have two hot dogs with you. I'll just take all four hot dogs.
You take your hand away from shaking their hand and put it up to your mouth and eat a hot dog.
I will always cherish our first conversation at the ball game.
Me too.
Oh, my God, great.
What is the threshold, though, for too much of an ask for someone? Like, you're not sure you know them very well. Like, somebody said, hey, let's have a couple beers. I'd be like, no big deal. Yeah, let's do that. But if they're like, hey, let's go to the ball game. That's a 4-hour commitment.
Why does it feel like more of a commitment now than it did 20 years ago? And I know I was younger 20 years ago. Is that what it is?
Just that we have other things we can do.
Yeah. Well,
so many other things.
And life moves so fast now. I mean, we schedule down to the minute that sometimes, I mean, even people you like, you're not having two beers with everyone you like. The weekends of the summer are over in a blink of an eye. You feel like you really have to prioritize that time.
It's already August.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's like Christmas.
Amy's response was like, if you told somebody, yeah, I have to have a real serious surgery tomorrow. Oh, my God.
You didn't realize it was August. Dang.
Feels like it. It's so muggy.
Yeah, this is a muggy studio. I don't know what's going on.
Might as well be.
I just realized something else about Amy.
What?
No, I love you. You do play-by-play about yourself in real time.
Yes.
Like, well, I was just trying to be a part of the whole thing, but now you're laughing at me. It's like Ricky Horton.
Calling a game
about himself. Well, I'm going to have a drink of soda now, I guess. Oh, there it went. Oops, spilled a little bit.
Well, the reason why I had the soda is I was thirsty, John.
Can't imagine.
134 DGS. So, Rach, the dinks are rubbing their lifestyle in everyone's face.
Yeah, do you guys know what the dinks are?
I don't.
The what?
Dink. I hope it's okay to say. It stands for dual income, no kids.
Oh, that's an old term. I didn't know
that
was still around.
That's not how we used it.
Yeah, I've heard it used as like a dork or a loser or something.
Got a lot of different meanings.
But now it's being used as dual income, no kids, usually millennials. And it's a big thing on social media now that if you are in a couple like this, you're both making money, you don't have kids, to post the extravagant vacations you're going on and, you know, kind of show like, hey, we didn't have to go to bed early tonight because we don't have kids and this and this and this. And they're just kind of making it everybody else's business, which everyone should live their lives the way they want to without hurting anyone, but it is a little, I don't know, classless, it feels like, to be like, I get to live like this because I don't have kids and you do and you're miserable.
Let's expand this beyond dinks. So I'm not on social media. I've never sent a tweet in my life. So, I mean, I'm not dumb. I get it, but I'm not a part of it. Talk to me about, in general, when anyone sends something out, post something, tweet something, other than trying to make money, other than trying to get business, when it's social, what are they looking for? Are they looking to impress you? Are they looking to get responses?
For the most part.
Yes.
Attention.
And is it like, I always say that if there is a wedding with 200 people, 6 people want to go. Everyone else is at home bitching and moaning and trying to figure out if they can pretend they have meningitis. Is it the same way that, you know, someone posts something? Do you think 90% of people like look at it sort of hatefully, like, oh, look who thinks that they're something?
Not 90%.
I think there's a lot of people who do look at it genuinely, compare themselves, specifically the worst parts of themselves, what they think are their shortcomings, to whatever that person is presenting online, and then feeling bad about themselves. And I can only imagine what this does to young girls or to people who
imagine are being Phoebe's age.
Yeah, with self-esteem. Because, I mean, I consider myself pretty confident. And then when I go through, like, Instagram, oh my gosh, I feel so much worse about myself. I see flaws in my body. I see flaws in what I've like accomplished or not accomplished. I mean, all I do is I start comparing myself and thinking, oh man, I could be better here. I could be better here.
I don't know. I find myself a lot of times looking at friends' posts, and then I just in my head, I think, yeah, okay. And the next post, like, yeah, all right, sure, whatever.
Like, a lot of them are okay. That. If they're a little,
me too.
Yeah. That's how I feel. Like,
same way.
Like,
crap.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I feel a lot of it is performative.
Absolutely.
Like
is.
They have their own issues, and this is how they feel better about it by making other people think it's actually better than it is.
Okay. So again, before all of this, back in say like the late 90s. If you wanted to show off, you had to like have someone come over to your house and be like, "Oh, this old in-ground pool, whatever. Yeah. It's so much upkeep. You wouldn't enjoy it." But now you can just do it like boink, you hit a button.
Yeah,
you've just done it to a million people.
You just described a guy I knew in Chicago. This guy was a part of the alumni club for University of Miami, and every gathering he'd be like, "You guys should come to my home in Kenilwood. Kenilwood is Ledoux. It's like you should come to my home in Kenilwood. We'd have a great time." Like. All right, so keep telling me how rich you are, buddy. I mean, it's not gonna make you feel any better.
Wasn't it far away, too?
What, Kenilwood?
Yeah, from
it's
you?
It's kind of North Shore. I mean, it would have been half hour. Yeah.
I'm not going out there.
I just feel like it's so much more socially acceptable to be self-obsessed now.
Yes.
Sure.
I mean, back, you talk about the 90s, it seems like if someone was obsessed with themselves, everyone would be rolling their eyes behind their backs and saying, like, oh, can you believe this guy? Can you believe the Kenilwood guy?
Yeah.
But now it's just everyone doing it all the time. It's totally fine. It's encouraged. If you have social media and you're posting, you are looking for attention and validation. That is the point of it. And I say that as someone with social media.
So it's like when I was a kid, we had the one-step camera, right? And you make it Polaroid.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if back then someone would have come over to your house and had like 18 pictures of meals they'd eaten. You'd be like, should I call the cops?
Like, what's wrong?
And this was the Olive Garden. It was lovely, by the way. And you're like, what are you doing?
You used to have to conserve your photos, you know?
Yeah,
so
it costs money.
You were more mindful
about
what you were taking photos of.
Pics are free now.
You had to pick what mattered. And now, since you don't have to pick, everything matters and everything's important.
And so if everything matters, nothing matters.
Yes. And it's this inflated sense of self-importance. and like you said, Rach, like people want attention. They want to be validated. They want the likes. It's bizarre, but they gain a lot of identity from how much attention they can generate.
I think it's amusing now when people post, this is just an example, when people post photos of their kids. And they'll post like 10 in a row of the kid in the exact same outfit in the exact same spot, but maybe the arm is up here in one, but the arm is down. You don't pick one of the 10. Just pick one of the 10 and put it up. I also would like to defend the dinks for a minute.
Okay.
If I can. This is coming from a sink because.
I'm a sink. Yeah, we got a lot of sinks.
Single income. I could be an oink. I'm an oink or a sink, whatever you want.
I like oink.
Oink. I know you do. Oink and dink work good together. Yeah.
It works so well.
All right. Tell me more, fatty. All right. So the thing about being a dink is, I would imagine, because I get it as a sink or an oink, people shame you for not having children.
That's true, too.
So maybe these folks, the dinks, are like, well, screw you. I'm having a great time. Look at all the things we get to do because we don't have kids. If you're going to shame me for not having them, well, here's the other side of that.
They're That's striking back. The dinks are striking back.
That's right. It's the return of the dinks.
Revenge of the dinks.
Yes.
Actually, that's a valid point, though. I mean, there are, because I don't, it's been a long time, but when we were young and we were just getting, like, engaged, the first thing is, when are you having kids? What are you guys going to do? Are you going to, like, and I know that, like, my brother was single until he was almost 40. He didn't get married, and my parents would never stop. Like, when are you going to get married and have a kid? What's going on? Like, I can see how that would be really annoying.
Did he hypnotize him?
He hypnotized, I think, other people, and then it worked.
Do people shame you for not having kids?
Yeah, my mom.
The bloodline stops here.
Don't you want one of these? No. No.
Chris, you can't let it end. The dynasty can't end.
I can tell you what, Game as a woman, Thrones, I was never, City. Never really shamed. But as you get older, people stop bringing it up.
They're like, never mind.
Oh, I forgot you were a sink or an oink. Never mind.
Leave me alone.
Why? It is funny, though, because we do have that dynamic. We're always messing with each other.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not. Because I think a lot of people mean well when they ask questions or when they say things. Yeah. But it somehow comes across weird. But we all have our own whatever doubts or worries or whatever that we read into what they're saying.
I had someone ask me if I had lost a little weight the other day, and I have. But it was for the first time in my life, I was like, oh, don't ask me that. Yeah. And I've always been one of those people who are like, oh, ask me because it'll feel so good. And like, I don't know. It was like you were saying, Kevin, like we're always kind of messing with each other. I think in that situation, the person just didn't know what else to say. It was like they were trying to be nice, it like... It hit me wrong in the moment.
How so? Like, what about it?
It was just like, but...
Does that
like,
mean are you saying I used to be fat? Before?
Yeah, it was more that, Chris. Yeah. It was like, oh, did you think that I was looking a little heavy before?
Yeah.
Anyway, not to make it about me.
No one ever asked me that.
No, but I mean, I think that's the point. They probably did not mean that.
Yeah.
But we bring our own stuff into those things.
Let me say, what you were talking about earlier, I think it's when people ask you, why don't you have kids? Why don't you do this? Right. Why not? I think generally speaking, a lot of us can't understand it when other people don't live the way we live.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all it is. Like, so there's a lack of empathy generally with a lot of people. They can't, some people want to do this. Some people don't want to do what you want to do. And it's okay if they don't want to live the way you live.
I think there's also a lot of jealousy that the dinks are jealous of the oinks because having kids is wonderful. Greatest thing that's ever happened to me. 30,000 foot view in the moment at any given time, as you know, Wheels, when you have kids,
you look
at a dink and you're like, man, those were the sweet days. Like being able to do anything you want, spend your money on anything you want. But when you're jealous of someone, so many times that comes out as aggression.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I guess it's sad that you don't have kids. Oh, gosh, you must be really lonely. When what they're really meaning is, boy, it must be nice to just
do whatever you want to do.
I will say this, for most of my life, usually it comes from dudes. They will never say to me, dude, you should get married. It's so good. Why aren't you? It's always, if they say anything at all, it's like, man, you made the right choice. Which,
wow. I didn't know you were going to be that direct.
Yeah. Which I don't know if I did, but.
So it's basically your mom against every man in your life.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Can you point of reference? Point of parliament? Can you be a dink after being a parent? Like when your kid's a full grown adult and you're not like you have two people working. They're no longer on the house payroll.
I think it's the income thing. So I mean, if you're still working,
right? Like my wife and I both work, but my kid's 26. So am I a dink?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
You should start posting.
I think the spirit of the thing is never
kids. Or maybe
it's
maybe we're just dinky.
Dinkish.
I really feel like I'm dreaming. I feel like it's like one of these dreams where people are throwing out dirty joke setups.
Dink adjacent.
We kept saying the word dink on the radio, and it felt so
dinky,
wrong.
What's in my drawer is a special. I'm going to wake up in a minute and still have to do my presentation. 128 DGS, happy Wednesday. A couple fun facts for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love this. In the early days of parcel post, parents managed to mail their kids to relatives. In 1913, an 8-month-old baby in Ohio was mailed by his parents to his grandmother, who lived a few miles away, and this started the tradition.
If it fits, it ships.
I guess.
Wow. A lot of stamps, though.
Just a couple miles. Why wouldn't you just take the baby yourself?
Yeah.
You have to put it in a box?
How
with holes in it, or
it?
What?
You gotta put, you know, they have to be identified in some way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whose baby is this? I didn't fly in a plane until I was about 21. But one of my fears throughout my life was, like, on shows, you would see the thing where the kid had to fly by himself. And so, like, a flight attendant would be like, oh, hey there, little Dave. Everything's going to be just fine. You get your little captain's wings and stuff. I couldn't think of anything scarier or lonelier than flying on a plane by myself. Little did I realize how little chance there was, right, of much less, like, just flying at all. But, like, why would my parents have needed to fly me somewhere by myself? When you're from South Roxana.
Yeah.
Right? Like, look, we're going to meet you in Sydney. But
do they still allow that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What, do they just have an agent walk you onto the plane and then there's got to be somebody to meet you? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm.
The polo shirt was designed so that the collar could be turned up to protect your neck from the sun when you were playing golf or tennis, and frat boys started popping their collar, and that's how that whole thing got started.
Nice.
That was a dark time, wasn't it?
Yeah, back in the, mid-80s, late 80s?
Oh, you did that, didn't you?
Oh, we totally did.
They did it
pop
again
those
in
collars.
Like
it came back.
In the early aughts.
Yeah, it came back.
In late 90s, and I knew some dudes who would wear two polos.
Yeah.
What? Two different color contrasting polos together, and they would pop
and
the collar.
Why? Why?
I don't know. Man, what do you want from me? I don't know.
I just wondered if they explained
it. Looked good, you know?
You just don't seem like a popper.
I mean, at that time, probably, yeah. More.
I can see
I grew
it.
Out of it.
Amy's making great faces.
Yeah.
I used to try to peg my jeans and never could.
Yeah, back then I did that. I mean, we did all that stuff in high school. That was high school. You're dumb in high school. You'll do what everybody else is doing.
What's your most embarrassing fashion phase?
Oh, Michael Jackson.
I used to have a perm.
Oh, wow.
You did? Really?
Wow. Yeah.
What kind? Yeah.
You permed the hat?
In like the back? Like in the back. Listen, dude, I had a perm. I had a perm mullet.
That was
you
very
permed
funny.
The mullet? You did the...
I had a perm mullet.
The boof mullet?
Hell yeah. And a spike on top. I was getting down for business.
I need to see these
It was
pictures.
In the 80s.
Damn, yeah. Brother.
It was in the 80s, bro. It was good.
I got to see that.
That's cool.
Granite City High School.
You'll never see it. It was awesome. No, it was in like fifth grade.
This is in high school
fifth
in the
grade.
80s.
Fifth grade. Fifth grade. Rocking the spike perm.
Hell yeah, man.
That's a lot of work to put into your hair as a 11-year-old.
Yeah. I remember getting it done, thinking this is going to be awesome. But then also thinking this, the solution they used to do it smells like fart.
Yeah. It's a really bad smell.
I've told this story a million times, but I'll tell it over 60 seconds. I did the same thing when I was going into my senior year and my hair was pretty long, but I have like 47 hairs in my head. And I wanted to look like Sammy Hagar on the cover of 20th Century Man.
Mm.
And so my girlfriend's aunt was a beautician. She gave me a perm. And it's all of my hair seized up to the very top of my head. I just had like a cotton ball on top. And it was just one curl. I look like, who's the president? You look like a baby, James Polk. That's what I look like. That's what I look like.
Like the cartoon
so,
baby?
Yeah, going from thinking I'm going to look like Brian May from Queen.
Oh, no. Yeah. That dude's got some flow, man.
Oh, that was bad.
You know what I really wanted in the 90s? I wanted the Kurt Cobain long hair, stringy kind of thing. I didn't realize that you needed to not wash your hair for 2 weeks, and that's the only way you can get it. Because mine just looked, I looked like I had a mushroom head.
What?
It was awful.
What about clothing?
Oh, man. One time I it was this was junior high when I wore patent leather shoes to school once. And then, like, it was like that early 90s hip hop kind of thing. And I got this really ugly gold shirt and then pants and then, you know, one of those long belts that you would fold over. And then I had patent leather shoes. I thought I looked badass.
Tell me about the gold shirt.
I don't know where it's at.
I mean, like,
it's yellow. It was like a yellow. No, no, maybe.
Damn.
I had a couple of silk shirts, though.
Yeah.
You know?
We had a couple of
1990, 91.
MC Hammer pants, we had those in college.
I never had any of those.
The genies, yeah, the genie pants.
Yeah.
And obviously the big one in high school was the Miami Vice stuff. That was really big. But I don't regret that at all. That was amazing.
I remember getting that outfit together.
Of course he doesn't.
Dude, that's a great look. I'd do it now.
Let's go. Man. Look good.
I would do it now. You can wear your jackets with just a t-shirt. I mean, come on, it was the best.
You have to pull the sleeves up
a little bit.
So, Rach, I know that because of your upbringing and schooling, it was a lot of culottes and dresses. Yeah. Had you been given the reins, what would you have been working?
That's a good question. I just didn't care about fashion that wasn't like colonial style until I was in like middle school. My outfit is
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Rachel's looking to be Salem, Massachusetts, huh?
I had my American Girl dolls and I would sew them dresses, but they were all like in that style. I didn't make them anything modern looking. I mean, I could have sewn them like little mini skirts and crop tops and stuff, but instead I made them like ball gowns because I was into historical fiction.
When you had like a crush on a boy, I'd be like, boy, I'd like to bake him bread and make him a stew.
I wish he would come calling to my mother's parlor.
Look, Mom, if you want to know what to get me for Christmas, just watch The Crucible. Okay? Watch The Crucible. Take some notes.
Andrew, how about you?
Like embarrassing
Rico
fashions?
Suave, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So, first of all, there was the super long hair when I was a kid. Yeah. Obviously,
Ron, do you know this one?
Come on.
Mistaken for a little. I was a very cute little girl.
Just for everyone who doesn't know, Andrew, his mom almost got kicked out of the pool for bringing a little girl to the pool topless because his hair was so long.
I also used to kind of do the thing that I will do now.
Oh, you thought you knew, but you didn't know. And I've seen a picture, and he looks like James Earl Jones from the original Conan the Destroyer.
But as a six-year-old.
Ma'am,
is that real?
You can't show your daughter's nipples
Come in here. I'll show you a picture of it.
Oh, no.
Don't go.
Wait, does that mean he's wearing bikini bottoms?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.